أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وصلى الله على محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers, sisters, listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome to the program مفاتيح الحياة, Keys of Life. I am your host, Abdullah Al-Musawi. One of the categories of citizens that we deal with, we call them these days immigrants. But in Arabic, we call them al-mustajirun, those who seek refuge in you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in chapter At-Tawbah in verse 6, that when someone comes to you and seeks refuge in you, then you are required to give them refuge. وَإِنْ أَحَدٌ مِّنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ اسْتَجَارَكَ فَأَجِرْهُ حَتَّى يَسْمَعْ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ بْلُخُ مَأْمَنَهُ. When one of the infidels or polytheists comes to you seeking refuge, then give him refuge until he hears the words of Allah, then send him back to his place safely. Therefore, even if a person not a Muslim, even if a person does not believe in whatever you believe in, it doesn't matter who he is and where he is from, as long as he seeks refuge in you, then you have a requirement to take care of him. It's mentioned in one of the du'as that says, يَا مَنْ دُعَاءُهُ الْمُضْطَرُّونَ فَأَجَابَهُمْ وَالْتَجَأَ إِلَيْهِ الْخَائِفُونَ فَآمَنَهُمْ. This is one of the traits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِذَا دَعَاهُ الْمُضْطَرُّونَ, when those who are in difficulties and hardships pray to him, أَجَابَهُمْ, he answers them. وَالْتَجَأَ إِلَيْهِ, and they seek refuge in him, الْخَائِفُونَ, those who are afraid, فَآمَنَهُمْ, he gives them security. Now, this is what we expect from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We seek refuge in him in many things, from life itself, from sometimes from family members, sometimes from friends, sometimes from enemies, sometimes from ourselves, from sins. The list goes on and on in terms of seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we always seek refuge in Allah from shaitan. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. I seek refuge in Allah. Would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abandon me when I seek refuge in him? Would he abandon you when you seek refuge in him? And clearly the answer is no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is malja'ul khaifin. He is the sanctuary of those who seek safety and seek protection in him. Therefore, in the same way we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us that safety and refuge, we should give it to those who seek it from us. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Man ista'adha billahi azza wa jal fa'a'yudhuhu," whoever seeks refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then give him refuge. When a person seeks refuge in Allah, obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has facilitated and made means for him to give him refuge, and that means is you and me. It's through you and I we can give refuge to those who seek refuge. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است چه فلان نماز و ثواب داره فلان روزه اون است.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اون اینه که فلان درخت کاری اینجا کم ثواب داره, دعا هم داره ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are still listening to the program Mafatih al-Hayat, Keys of Life. So the concept of refuge and being a refugee in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the Prophet is a very clear and stated fact. The Ahlul Bayt salamullahi alayhim, the household of the Prophet, the pure progeny of the Prophet, they themselves consider themselves as sanctuary and refuge for whoever seeks refuge. We see that Imam Sadiq salamullah alayhi in one of his hadiths, he says when he talks about the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, he says, وَنَحْنُ كَهْفٌ لِمَنْ إِلْتَجَأَ إِلَيْنَا. We are refuge for whoever seeks refuge in us. Whether you're seeking guidance in a form of refuge, whether you are seeking help, whether you are seeking anything from the Ahlul Bayt, they will give it to you. And history stands clear to this fact. History testifies to that, where you see different people from different walks of life, different faiths, different colors, different status. They always seek refuge in the Ahlul Bayt, and the Ahlul Bayt will always give them refuge, no matter who they are. Even those who have oppressed the Ahlul Bayt alayhim wassalam. We read in Najul Balagh that when Uthman ibn Affan, his house was surrounded and he was about to be attacked, and a lot of people wanted to kill him and his family, he sought refuge in Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, he himself came to his aid. He gave him water and food and shelter. He also placed Imam al-Hasan and al-Husayn at his gate to protect him from people coming to his house. So he gave him all the protection he required because he sought refuge in Imam Ali alayhi salam. The Imam said, I have a duty, and that is when someone seeks refuge in me, I have to give him refuge. Imam Zainul Abidin Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi salamullah, the mayor of Medina, the Umayyad mayor, he was extremely harsh with Imam Sajjad. He would go out of his way to insult and hurt Imam Sajjad in any way, shape, and form he can. Time goes by, and the Umayyads get overthrown, and the new Khalifa, he outcasts this mayor and throws him in the streets. And what he did is that he tied him to a pole in the middle of the Medina, and he made people hit him and scream at him and shout at him and curse at him and what have you. And this man used to say, the one I'm afraid of is Zainul Abidin, of how much harm I have done to him. So Imam Zainul Abidin came to him once and he saw him in the estate and he said to him, look, don't worry. I'm not going to harm you. I'm not going to do anything to you. And I will not let any of my followers harm you either. In fact, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to help you exit the state that you are in. This is what we mean when we say Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam are the sanctuary for people. We will continue this discussion in episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children's screams.
There was the Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.